Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for using the gift card she bought for somebody else. But hold on. Like, had fully given them a gift card and everything. You got to hear this.
Wait, what? No.
Not hold. Like bought it and kept it.
Yeah.
Like, gave it to some. Just listen.
I'm listening.
It says, am I the jerk for using the gift card I bought her? Allie and DZ. If you choose to talk about this, I feel like I've got a good one. You do, actually.
You need to be anonymous? What's up?
They're going to know. I mean, clearly they don't. This person doesn't care. She says, I gave my friend a $100 gift card to an online food service as a baby shower gift to her first child.
Ooh.
In April of 2021. Yes, I said 2021.
That's a really nice gift, but yeah. Damn, that's a minute ago.
She says, I had my one and only child in 2020 and know that life with a newborn sucks. So I found myself forgetting to eat and take care of myself. Mm-hmm. I mean, duh, childbirth babies are hard.
Right.
Anyway, just wanted to give a little bit of a token to the new parents and do something for them. As I know, baby shower gifts are mostly baby focused.
Items, little things, yep.
6 months after my friend's baby was born, I received an email from the food service saying, don't forget to use your gift card.
Meaning it hadn't been claimed.
Yep. Uh-oh. So I casually brought up the, have you used the food service? Question in a normal conversation with my friend. Whatever the response was, I don't know, because that was forever ago, but whatever it was some form of no, not yet.
Right.
Fast forward to today. I'm sending this on September 23rd, 2025.
Ooh, been a minute.
So we got this a couple weeks ago. I received the same email from the food service saying the gift card still hasn't been used from 2021.
That means it's still valid.
Shut up. Okay. Well, I didn't mean to shut up to you. I meant shut up to
her. No, I know what you meant.
I annoyingly searched through my emails and thankfully found the gift card code from the original purchase.
Bruh, that...
Did I use the $100 for myself?
Uh-huh.
Yep. I can start my nickname. My nickname is Take Back Tanya.
Take Back Tanya.
But damn, that was over 4 years ago! ! And yes, we are still friends.
Jeez. No, y'all not.
Dude. This is so funny, isn't it?
This is years in the making,
okay,
son.
So they bought somebody, like, let's say, some kind of delivery food service, whether it's Grubhub, DoorDash, or straight from the business. They got
it. Could have been HelloFresh, like something.
It could have been HelloFresh, Amazon, $100 in some kind of food service delivery, because it's true. And I'm a big buy a gift card for food delivery. I like to do that. That's one
you
of my
are.
Jams.
That is one of your. That's
one of my
your
love languages.
Yeah.
I've sent you one more than once. Like, if you, I know you're not food. Cooking, I like to feed through other people.
Some of the tough times we've gone through have been fed by Allie.
I send you DoorDash cards. I love it. I'm like, listen, I'm not going to cook, but here's dinner.
True.
And
true.
That's one of my things. I love sending like food gift cards to people to use.
And people love it.
And here's the thing. I don't think I've ever gotten a, you haven't used this yet, because I send it to you and then I never hear about it again and it's none of my business
right.
if you use it or not. In fact, it never even tells me if you or whatever, because that's actually kind of weird.
And I'm never checking back in on it.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
So, but I will say, I am the person who has gotten gift cards and forgotten about them. I know mm-hmm. that sounds crazy. Mm-hmm. Blame it on the ADHD, out of sight, out of mind, something. But I have gotten them and found them like
gone.
A year later and been like, oh my God, does this thing even still work? Like, I found one the other day. I go to the Container Store. I was given. Who gave me this and does it work?
Checked it, still had $20 on it, $50 on it, who knows? But now
they depreciate a lot of times.
Now say your friend does find that gift card and goes, oh yeah, I can't believe I didn't use this from 5 years ago, and goes to claim it, and he goes,
You know why I'm going to say not the jerk? Because
why?
That's a great question. Because if the friend goes and uses this gift card that she bought almost 5 years ago, 4 years ago for her friend when she had a baby.
Yeah.
If she goes and uses it, let's say, and then the friend finds it and goes, I'm going to use it. It's going to say used, and she's going to go, oh, I must have used. She probably doesn't.
There's no way
you're going
to forget. She
probably doesn't even remember if she used it. When you don't sleep when you have a baby, you're delusional.
Good point, but there ain't no way.
She doesn't even know.
In my head, this is one of the food subscriptions where it brings you fresh items that you can make, cook at home, meals that, like, you know, ready eat meals, whatever, where she would have remembered using that dang subscription. I'm sorry, but you're 100% the jerk. You gave somebody a gift and then took it back without even telling them, just because it's
4 years later, DZ.
So you should have forgotten about it.
4 years later. They didn't even want the damn thing. Not the jerk.
The money's been gone. You ain't missing that.
True.
You are the jerk because you took a gift back that you don't know if they ever plan to use or not. Maybe they're saving it for tough times.
Thank you to whoever texted in. It's illegal now for gift cards to depreciate. I'm glad they fixed that, because they
cool?
used to depreciate over time, which was unfair.
Mm-hmm.
You should, if somebody pays for that at your business, we should be able to use
it. Should maintain.
Thank you.
This feels just so common, because Erin's got a gift card that I gave her probably 2, maybe going on 3 years ago now, for her car to get detailed.
Uh-huh.
She ain't
used
it.
It's not her thing.
I don't even know if she still has that gift card.
See?
There's $200 sitting on a dang gift card a full car detail that I could have been using,
right.
Yet I'm the one washing the cars.
Do you know where it is?
No. She knows.
Gosh.
I don't know where she put it.
Steve in Twin Lakes said, not the jerk. 4 years later, if she goes to use it, she'll just think it's expired. But I would use it too, as most gift cards do expire. Yeah, I would say she's going to, if she ever even found it and tried to use it, she would just think she did it herself when she was sleepless with a new baby.
Yeah, you're counting on that being it, bro, because now she's going to listen to it on Kiss FM and go, wait a second.
That's
where is that gift card from Take Back Tanya?
The friend probably is listening right now going, wait, everybody who ever got a gift card when they had a baby right now and didn't use it's going, wait a second.
Anybody with a four-year-old right now is going, hold on.
Catherine said, get your grub on, not the jerk. She texted in. Okay.
You took that back. You straight counted pockets and counted years and said, you know what? You've taken too long to claim it.
Oh,
mine. Take
somebody
back.
Texted in, Tanya is the jerk, but I ain't mad at her. I hope she got a big old juicy steak. All right, 414-533-1037. Is Take Back Tanya the jerk for using the gift card she bought for somebody else after 4 years of it being unused?
4 years is
crazy. Hysterical. All right, we'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, she wants to know if she's a jerk for using the gift card she bought for somebody else. But hold on, she bought it in 2021, April of 2021 to be exact. Mm. She got the reminder, have you used your gift card yet? The friend never used it for a food service. It was when the friend had a baby. She asked the friend if they had used it. They said no. Now, years later, she said, screw it, I'm buying myself dinner with it.
And she did.
She used the gift card she bought for somebody else. That's funny. Let's go to Nancy in Milwaukee this morning. See which way she's going to go. Hey, Nancy.
Morning.
Hey, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Which way? Jerk or not the jerk for using the gift card you bought for somebody else?
Not the jerk. I'm sorry. I was giggling with this one. My kids were laughing at this. Like, it's this funny. Is a funny one.
It is, right? Then the way she wrote it in, saying this is today is September of 2025. She said this in a couple weeks ago,
was
obviously.
Counting years, weeks,
she said,
days.
It's been 4 years since I bought this gift card.
16 days.
No, not the jerk. I feel like if she gave the reminder, I mean, this is years past when she bought it.
Yeah.
I would have done the same thing. It's not morally right. I'm sorry, but I would have done the same thing.
So you're saying it is a moral dilemma and it's wrong, but you would have done the same thing.
But standing behind her.
To me, I feel like the friend, if she tries to redeem it and it says, you know, not redeemable, if I was a friend and I can't redeem a gift card, I would have just thought, oh, well, it's expired. It's years past. Or I would never think of my friend. But... oh, well,
that's what I'm saying. If I find a gift card I haven't used in years, I'm going to assume it doesn't work. Or
my fault. My bad.
And my other thing is, Nancy, sometimes I'm like, did I use this? Like, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I know
what you mean. What if the friend lost it and she doesn't want to tell
never
the
wanted
friend,
to
like,
say anything.
I never used it. I lost it.
And with babies?
That would be embarrassing.
I ain't going to lie. We lost a couple gift cards and felt terrible about it.
Well, it happens. But you lose them. And just like, find them years later.
Yeah, right. They were in a drawer. Then you move.
That it's still there. Hey, I'm going to use it.
Okay. Well, and I changed wallets.
Nancy.
It was when I changed wallets. I think I took like one random gift card out I never used. And then I forget. And you put it in a counter or a drawer.
In a drawer.
And then you go, I'm going to use it next week. You move on with your life.
Years later.
It's tricky.
Oh, the HelloFresh gift card.
Oh, my bad.
Did I ever use that?
My bad. All right, Nancy. What?
I've been on that same spot where I lost the gift card or whatever. So I definitely say not the jerk.
Okay. Got it.
We agree, though. This is a fun one, Nancy. Glad y'all are enjoying it.
The next caller doesn't agree. So have a great day, Nancy.
Bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too.
Bye. All right. Tanya's in Kenosha this morning. One of our regulars. She called 5 days in a row, and she does not agree with Nancy. In fact, I think she said, big old jerk.
Oh,
Tanya.
She called not the same Tanya. Take back Tanya and this Tanya do not equate.
Not the same.
Not
is
me.
She the jerk for using the gift card she bought for her friend 4 years ago that never got used?
Big, fat, take back jerk.
No!
She
Go
said,
on.
Take my name.
Oh, I'm so
take
fired
my name
up.
Off.
Oh, my God.
Why?
Who does that? If they gave you an email reminding you, you could have sent her the email reminding her.
Yep.
You don't take back somebody else's gift.
Oh, my God. She said, who does that? Nancy does that. That's who does that.
I can't handle Nancy or take back Tanya. No.
Nancy gave me this logic, too. Because
4 years,
Tanya. Say she did lose the gift card and feels horrible, doesn't want to say, hey, girl, I'm sorry I lost the gift card. Now her friend could have been like, hey, girl, did you lose the gift card or did you not want to use it? I got another email saying, the gift card is still there. You using it or not?
So awkward to bring that up 4 years later. Why would you even just use it?
I'm going to be perfectly honest, Ellie. I have a whole huge gallon-sized bag of all my coupons and gift cards that I've collected, and I use them later. When I'm in a moment and I want to have a gift card,
in a pinch,
that's where I go.
Some people save the gift cards as like, back money, little safety net.
Tanya, you save gift cards for 4 years. Give it up already. Come
Hell
on.
Hell yeah.
Girl.
I'm telling you right now, I still have stuff from COVID, and that's the same as her.
Dang, you're never going to use it, Tanya.
I respect it, though.
I do.
Some people piggy bank them.
I pull them out, and I do. And they don't typically expire if they're for a particular store. They expire or reduce value if they're like the ones that say Visa or MasterCard gift cards.
Okay, okay. Well, listen, I don't agree, but...
It's not her gift.
It's not her... And she had given the gift full-hearted, knowing how hard it is as a parent. Mm-hmm. You think parenting has gotten any easier? No. She might have been thinking, I'm a piggy banking for when I actually need it, and when she gonna pull that card... thank you, Tanya. You're bringing me back.
Tanya, no thanks for your opinion today.
I knew you were on the right side.
Yeah.
Me and Nancy are gonna be over here using all the gift cards nobody ever claimed.
Everybody check your pockets for your gift cards. Allie and Nancy got them. Right.
Call me morally corrupt as I spend this money over here.
Money.
Love you, Tanya. Bye. All right, so I didn't try to fix it, but we do have a tiebreaker, and he is a very special person on the show. He's come in to visit us. He calls every day. Bryce is in Racine this morning. He doesn't have a theme song because he doesn't need one.
You know who Bryce is.
Bryce,
big dog.
People!
Bryce, what up? Good morning.
I just want to give a shout out to my new girlfriend, Taylor in Michigan.
What? Hey, shout out Taylor in Michigan.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about this girl.
This is why we haven't been hearing from him so much, because he got a little girlfriend.
No talk about the girl right now. We're going to have to do that in a second, because we're in the middle of Am I the Jerk. Right. However, you are the tiebreaker, Bryce. Is she the jerk for waiting 4 years and then using the gift card that her friend never used that she bought her?
Oh, no. She is not the jerk. Let me get something straight here. If a friend doesn't use something that you buy, you should be perfectly able to use that thing for yourself.
Okay. So what if I get you a gift? Let's say I got DZ a candle 4 years ago, and I go over, and it's just sitting there and hasn't been burnt. And I'm like, you know what? Give me the candle back.
Give me that candle back. I'll burn it.
Give it back.
She should be able to take it back?
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree. Wow. See, I agree.
And one more thing. Can I ask you something? Can I talk to you off air?
Of course you can, Bryce, but you cannot do it right now because we're going to give away tickets. But you know we've got time for you, Bryce.
But you know we got time. Hold on, Bryce. Hold on. Yeah, hold on, Bryce. Hold on.
If you're brave.
Yeah, buddy. Wow. He said not the jerk, though. He is brave. He said not
checks
the jerk.
In the mail, my
take
guy.
The candle back. Take the gift card back. Take everything back. Matter of fact, Allie, what have I given you in the last 6 months? I want it back. I want it.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Steve in Twin Lakes texted in again and said, clearly parenting isn't that hard. She didn't care about $100 worth of groceries. No, she was probably sleep deprived with a newborn.
She was lost in the sauce.
Didn't know what the hell. And then later was like, I don't even know where the thing is.
Who knows? Too late. Yeah.
Too late. At least it didn't go to waste.
I'll give it that for sure.
For sure. So, not the jerk for using the gift cards you bought somebody else.
Wow.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.